I'm sorry for this, but I'm glad you guys are here. Just then, a court clerk came out to call us back inside. His blank face showed nothing, of course. Ben spoke quietly to me on the way in. This'll just be a formality. She's probably going to take it under consideration, and we'll hear back anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks. I'll motion for a revised temporary visitation agreement in the meantime. I'm sure that won't be a problem. You were great on the stand, Alex. No worries there. You can just relax for now. Chapter 36. As soon as we were gathered back in the courtroom, Judge Mayfield came in and sat at the bench. She fiddled with her skirt, and then didn't waste any time. I've considered all the testimony and the evidence put before me, and I've reached my decision. Based on everything I've heard, it all seems very clear. Ben looked reflexively at me, but I wasn't sure what the look meant. Ben? I whispered. Court rules for the petitioner. Residential parentage will remain with Ms. Johnson, upon whose counsel I will lay the burden of facilitating a mutually agreed-upon visitation schedule. The judge took off her glasses and rubbed her eyes, as if ruining a life was a tiresome part of her day. She then continued. Given the geographic disparity, I am, however, encouraging creative solutions, and I am ruling that Dr. Cross will be entitled to the equivalent of at least 45 days visitation per year. That's all. And just like that, she rose and left the room. Ben put a hand on my shoulder. Alex, I don't know what to say.